Hi everyone and welcome. I'm Lisa and I'm a certified holistic fertility, hormone, menopause, and pregnancy coach, as well as a birth and postpartum doula. And my goal is to help women feel balanced and energized in a holistic way that helps them realize their health goals. So did you know that PMS and actually any period pain is not normal? Because these are so common, we think that it is normal. We're constantly told that our pain or symptoms are normal, and we're told it's all in our head. And we're also told that the only option available to us would be birth control or ibuprofen and the heating pad. Over the years, I've heard countless stories of being told these words, so it's not a surprise that many women are feeling lost and helpless. Well, I'm here to tell you very differently. There are definite reasons you are experiencing PMS and painful symptoms like cramps, breast tenderness, headaches, migraines, bloating, acne, food cravings, moods and swings, and the many other symptoms that you could be experiencing. Most of these symptoms come down to two common root causes, estrogen dominance and inflammation. So that being said, it's a bit more complicated than just that. Estrogen dominance isn't just high estrogen, it's estrogen that is high in relation to progesterone. So understanding estrogen levels compared to progesterone is necessary. But we'll talk about how to figure that out in a little bit. Any kind of pain we experience is a sign of inflammation in the body. So, answers to what pain am I experiencing and what is the source of the inflammation are needed. Our symptoms answer the what that's showing up for you, and your specific root causes answer the why this is showing up for you. Common root causes I see that contribute to PMS are stress, nutrient deficiencies, gut imbalances, underlying infections, environmental toxins, blood sugar imbalances, overexercising and undereating, food reactions, inflammation, genetic factors, too much alcohol, poor sleep, and past traumas. Also, lack of self-care. Addressing the root causes can help with finding a sustainable symptom relief plan. There are generally is not just one reason we are experiencing period symptoms. When it comes to cramps, it can be a combination of estrogen dominance, stress, prostaglandins, which these are the inflammatory compounds released right before your period to help the uterine lining start contracting for your period. They can contribute to painful cramps. Inflammation, poor estrogen detox, xenoestrogens, which are estrogen-mimicking chemicals that can be found in our personal care products, cleaning products, and plastics. Nutrient deficiencies like magnesium, zinc, vitamin B6, which all contribute to hormone production. Healing period pain and cramps involves a combination of lifestyle tweaks and figuring out your exact imbalances to target for healing. When you understand the root cause, you can stop throwing all the things at it that you have been trying and use a targeted approach that actually works. So, how do we know we are experiencing painful cycles and what can we do about it? Hormone balance is like my three-legged stool. First, restoring your gut, detoxing your liver, and balancing your blood sugar is necessary. Your liver plays numerous roles in our body, which influences hormone balance. A sluggish liver disrupts your hormones by causing blood sugar problems, poor storage of minerals and fat-soluble vitamins, abnormal metabolism of fats, a weakened immune system, inadequate detoxification, toxic overload, and estrogen dominance. Sugar sabotages your hormonal health in the following ways. It amplifies your symptoms. Sugar makes everything worse. High blood sugar raises testosterone, estrogen, and raises insulin and cortisol. Low blood sugar stresses your adrenals. Blood sugar fluctuations worsen hot flashes. It depletes vitamins and minerals. It triggers systemic inflammation. It lowers the immune system. It feeds candida. It changes the body's pH, messes with neurotransmitters, causes insulin resistance, drives fatty liver disease, and creates sugar addiction. Storing your gut microflora is a factor, and a healthy gut needs a diverse assortment of bacterial microflora to properly support our immune system, absorb nutrients from food, and produce certain vitamins. Microflora is in charge of metabolizing all of the various forms of estrogen. So, not having enough fiber is an issue. Insoluble fiber does not dissolve in water. It stays intact and sweeps the colon, partly evacuating metabolized or dirty estrogens and preventing estrogen reabsorption. So, what products can we use? I've had great success with using doTERRA products with my clients. Looking at my three-legged stool, here are some initial suggestions. But just remember, there's others, but these are good ones to start with. Setting up a 3 to 6 month plan of action can incorporate other products into your plan. So for restoring your gut, PB Assist Probiome Gut Complex and PB Restore are very helpful. For liver detoxing, the Phytoestrogen Essential Complex and lemon oil daily in your water is helpful. For blood sugar stabilization, the MetaPower Starter System is incredibly helpful. Some other helpful products that support optimal hormones, namely good sleep and nutritional support. The Lifelong Vitality Pack. This helps with inflammation, adds minerals and other vitamins that are needed for hormone production, as well as the omega-3s that help with managing cramps. The Women's Health Kit provides the phytoestrogen complex, minerals, and the Clarikon blend, which provides Phytex, which is helpful for progesterone production and can be applied over the abdomen and ovaries for support of progesterone production and pain relief. Deep Blue can be used to support relief for pain. The Serenity Bedtime Kit can be very helpful for getting better sleep. Good sleep is necessary for optimal hormone production and healthy adrenals. When sleep is compromised, our cortisol levels can become affected, and this throws our body into turmoil, and good hormone production is compromised. So, what are some tools that we can use to help see where our hormone issues are? Charting our cycle can be very helpful. By charting our cycles, we can see where the fluctuations are in our cycle, and we can see when the changes we are making are actually making a difference. We can use it as a gauge to determine when we have to do more, change things up. So this is a sample of a chart that would have estrogen dominance. You can see by the first half of the cycle how erratic the temperatures are, which indicates that there's an estrogen issue. And in the second half, you can see how they still are very erratic. That indicates that possibly progesterone is very low and the estrogen is very high, or there's a bigger issue with production, progesterone production. So in this slide, and you can tell the difference between the previous slide and this slide just by how the fluctuations are not quite as erratic. This is a sample of a more healthy and normal cycle. So you can see how you can use these charting to kind of indicate when you're having some issues, when they're changing, and when you may have to do something different. So along with charting, we can work with the four phases of our cycles. Each phase has different needs, and supporting each cycle with nutrition, lifestyle, exercise, and other things will help bring them into balance. If you are not experiencing a cycle or are having irregular cycles because of hormone imbalances, PCOS, or menopause, you can use the moon cycles for help supporting each cycle. Each phase of your cycle relates to a moon phase. And I will include example cycles in the handouts. But you can see here what the phases are and some of the things that you can use to help support that phase of the cycle. This is just in terms of oils, but adding other things like exercise and specific nutrients to each phase will be very helpful. The functional lab testing can give you a much better picture of your hormones and how they are working in your body. It's much more comprehensive than blood testing. The blood testing gives you a snapshot of what is happening at that exact moment. Here, you're able to see a lot more information. You can see by, if you look at the left-hand side of the first chart, you can see where levels actually are. And anything that's out of the green is an indication that there's an issue. And in the second piece of paper there, you can really see how in the second category, all of those hormones are really tanked, and that could indicate a very severe amount of adrenal fatigue. This is actually a chart of one of my clients, and she did have severe adrenal fatigue. The third one shows your cortisol and cortisone levels, and you can see how they should be looking and what hers look like, and you can see that there's a major problem with this. So, with functional lab testing, you're able to see a lot more information. So here is a DIY PMS salve that you can create for yourself. You can take a snapshot of it if you would like, or I can send you a download of it. So I hope this helps with the whys of period pain and how you can start balancing your hormones and feel better. Get in touch for a complimentary discovery call and we can review your unique hormone picture, starting with one process and add as you go along and make changes. Addressing issues one at a time may be helpful so you don't overwhelm your system and you can see when the changes are actually being made if you're not doing too many changes at one time. There are handouts that will be provided with this and I'll list them underneath the video, along with a product checklist. So feel free to get in touch if you'd like more information and other sources of information that go along with the things that we talked about. And if you would like to chat for a bit to talk about your individual situation and unique hormonal needs, just send me a message and we can set up a time to do that. So thank you.